meeting of the Emory County Board of Equalization. The date is August 4th, 2026. It's 4:30 p.m. We're located at the Emory County Administration Building, 75 East Main, Castledale, Utah. Present are Commissioners Jensen, Leonard, and Warwood. Carol Cox from the County Clerk Auditor's Office, and Brenda Tuttle from the Clerk Auditor's Office, and Chris Bell from the Assessor's Office, and Melanie from the Attorney's Office, and Tom Hansen, who is the Clerk Auditor-elect. All right. Item number one, discuss, approve, deny 2026 PUMA issue corrections. So does somebody want to speak to that on the microphone?
Apparently I have to present it, although I have no information, so I will legally stand up here, and you have a list of changes
right.
Apparently submitted by the assessor's office.
Okay.
So as far as the ins and outs and whys, I guess you can explain that.
Or is that? If you guys have questions too, that it tells you which each one and why. It was all just from our...
Come up to the microphone, Chris. So that's Brenda Tuttle addressed us. Now we've got Chris Bell.
So with our computer-assisted mass appraisal program, there was an error. And I ran reports. I spent days and days after it was brought to our attention, because as people were coming in and paying on their taxes, they noticed it was after we closed the Board of Equalization, the assessment roll. Then the treasurer's office noticed that some of the values had dropped dramatically, and so like they weren't going to owe so much in taxes. And so as they would bring those in, they're like, Chris, is something going on with the values? And as more came, I was like, let's look at this, let's double check. Because at the end of the assessment roll, when I ran all my reports and did everything looked good. And so it really wasn't. And that's, these here were ones that needed to be fixed because of that. So like I said, we ran reports. I went through one by one with parcels to try to find them and correct them all. So I'm hoping that we found all of them. And if not, they will still have 45 days from the day that the corrected valuation notices go out to still come and do like Board of Equalization. It just won't end on September 15th. It just depends on the day that Brenda is able to mail the corrected valuation notices out.
And it's not just a corrected notice. We have to individually prepare a letter to each parcel.
Each parcel?
So our system will not generate that. So it's not something you can just hit print to do.
So the question I have on this, it looks like some are gaining value and some are lowering in value, losing value. Trying to think of my words here. Was there something that was the same in all of these? It looks like some are lots, land, some are homes.
So, and what was the? It wasn't land. It was the home value.
Oh, okay, so these lower values are still
a home. They were homes.
They're homes.
Yep.
So it was six.
All the land values were okay. It was just with the homes.
Okay, so these are all homes, no land value. And then it wasn't when they came to pay them. It was when the notices went out what they were going to pay. Or roughly.
Yeah, so
the value.
Valuation notice, yeah. After we close assessment roll and they send those out in July,
mm-hmm.
when people were just coming in to make payments like they do, that's when the treasurer's office noticed, like, hey, some of these people are almost like, you know, there's not very much. So
a question I have too, a little bit on this is, so we have a value of 2,427,082. Now, is that on, because you have negative and you have positive.
That's the total, that it will be positive.
Positive. So it's not, the total value of change is more than that, because this section here that you removed value,
it's
shifted.
Like, yes, it's taking it like just adding the whole column, plus and minusing.
The negatives.
Yes, the negatives.
So it was actually
that's
more.
Net. That's net.
Yes. But that's the net gain, not the net change. Are you following what I'm saying? Okay, so you don't know, you probably don't know what the net change is. You'd have
no,
to take all the negatives
and
add that.
Yeah, I didn't do like the negatives separate from the positives,
because
it was all just in one column.
So the question is that there are some homes that actually the program overvalued and we had to adjust them downward. The majority, they undervalued, and we had to adjust the must upward, and that 2 million figure that was just listed is the net change, but it,
well, the net positive.
Net positive.
Because there'd be more change there, because you have negative 66,000, negative 143, negative 28, negative 37, negative 53, negative 26, negative 86. So the whole change is, it's not just that we gained 2.4, it's
after all the adjustments.
The value, yeah, after the adjustments, it's 2.4, but technically this was still a change. It's not shown in that number.
Yes. And like some of these were very dramatic, like people would notice a huge change, and I would think they would question why their value would drop that much. The reason too that it needed to be fixed is a lot of homes have their escrow in with their house payments, and so even if, like, if it wasn't caught, it could have really hurt people too, because then next year their house payments could have increased by hundreds of dollars.
Yeah.
So it really needed to be fixed.
So do you think next year these will be, do you have to go in every year now and fix them, or will it be kind of automatic?
I'm talking to the programmers, and we're going to figure something out, because this isn't going to happen again. This can't happen again. This isn't good. This isn't right. So yeah, because I've already talked to them about this, because I had to go in, like I said, I had to go in and manually find these and then fix them, because they couldn't. So I had to do that. So that's something that's going to have to change.
And they have 45 days to appeal this change. That's one reason when we send it, right?
Yes.
So that's one reason we need to send it now. So we're in that, try to be in that.
Closer to the September 15th. It will be past that.
Yeah.
Okay. Questions, Commissioner?
No, it's something that we need to fix. So, just making sure that we can figure it out for next year. I don't know if it's through PUMA or what we need to do.
It's the computer program system, yes.
They've changed the name of the PUMA, have they not?
Well, they've changed it because they're making like more, so it's going to be called STATS, but then the assessor's part will be like real property, because then they're also doing a personal property, and they're going to try to do like auditors, recorders, treasurers. From my understanding, they want to do something for every office. So they did change the name.
Do you know how many parcels total are you presenting to us?
I didn't add them up.
It's just this, what's presented to in front of us on this table?
I want to say maybe like 90-ish.
Okay. Well, I'm glad we caught it.
Too.
It's going to be a bummer with
I'm
people
glad the
getting there.
Office noticed that.
Yeah.
Is there a few that we can keep, like Leonard Norton and so on? No, I'm sorry, I shouldn't joke. But no, we.
I will note that none of the commissioners' properties are on this list. So
no elected official.
No elected official is on the list.
But if they needed to be on this list, it would
yeah,
be on this list. It would be on this list.
I want to make it clear that we're not any of them that said, "Oh, you're valued way too high, and now you're going to be lower." No, there was none of that.
And so can I also add that the majority of these were manufactured homes.
So something triggered in the program on that kind of home.
For manufacturing.
So if we have friends, family, people we know who are in manufactured homes, tell them to double check here.
Yes. And everybody should be looking at their valuation notices every year, all the time anyways. And if they have questions, concerns, anything.
And they come straight to Commissioner Jensen.
Yes. That's a good place to start.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
I have another one too that we can just do it. Since we're doing this, we might as well fix it. It came from the State Tax Commission on Pacific Corridor properties. They did a change in value, but it didn't change our overall value. It just put value on different parcels and what they originally had it on. So this one, we don't have a choice. They've already made the decision. We just need to make our system match what they to us as their adjustment. So since we're opening the tax roll, we might as well
do this one.
Make this correction while we're at it. So
it doesn't change the overall value?
No. A lot of it's going into CRAs, so it will affect your rates next year. If you just look here on AMRI, we go on this page and then this page. So if you come down here, we didn't have a change in overall value. It just changed in which tax areas it was being assessed to.
Okay.
So, I mean, this one we don't really have a say in other than here it is and we need to make a change.
Okay. And when did you receive that? Just recently?
It's been within 2 weeks, I think.
Okay. Thank you, Brenda. All right, I'm looking for a motion then.
I'd move that we approve the 2026 Puma issue corrections and also the other parcels that was presented from the state on Pacific Coast Properties.
I'll second.
I'm moved and seconded to approve the change in the Puma valuation corrections that are to be made. And also in the valuations we received from the State Tax Commission clarifying payments from, is it strictly Pacific Core?
Pacific Core.
Okay. Jensen?
Yes.
Leonard?
Yes.
Warwood, yes. I'd entertain a motion to adjourn.
Move to adjourn.
Okay.
Oh, I was going to bring up the tax. What was I thinking? The tax appeal, Luke's.
That's
not on the agenda.
I know it's not on the agenda, but I was going to be a pain in the rear.